First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the Crash of the Industrial World. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. A new study out of Iowa State University confirms that industrial agriculture, please don't call it farming, continues to squander the precious topsoil on which its existence and ours depends. This is a problem that has nothing to do with global climate change or peak oil, but that may hit us all harder and sooner than either. The bad news in the study is that the losses of topsoil are stunningly large. The other bad news is that they are getting worse despite billions of dollars worth of conservation efforts. There is no good news. The study looked at sediment deposition in 32 Iowa lakes in the heart of the breadbasket. Among other things, they consulted the geological record and found that prior to 1950, it took nearly 2 years to deposit a millimeter of mud on a lake bottom in the area. After 1950 and the industrial agriculture revolution, it took about 2 months. This echoes a statistic from the U.S. Geological Survey that, when I first saw it, put me through all the stages of grief except acceptance. Since the 1950s, for every ton of product delivered to market, industrial agriculture in America has destroyed, on average, 7 tons of topsoil. The rates of destruction in China and Russia are much worse. A separate study, also done in Iowa, measured topsoil losses from individual fields in single thunderstorms of up to 100 tons. Even more distressing is the headline of the Iowa Lake Study: sediment losses to lakes accelerating despite agricultural soil conservation efforts. What? Billions of dollars to encourage no-till stream buffer, low-impact, no-plant cover crop rotational ag, and the topsoil losses are still accelerating? There are other serious issues here, separate but not distinct from the topsoil losses, and that is what is carried with the topsoil. The silt itself, in large quantities, smothers aquatic life, but the pesticide and fertilizer residues that ride with it do even more damage. The pesticides kill or affect reproduction, while the nutrients stimulate algae growth, which also kills. Oh, and the other bad news? This study does not take into account the topsoil lost to wind. That, according to the U.S. Soil Conservation Service, is about 1/4 of all erosion loss. As the drought in the Midwest and Southwest gets deeper and longer, that statistic is not going to improve either. Here's the good news. Sensible, sustainable farming can not only stop topsoil loss, it can reverse it. A stable, growing, living soil is much more resistant to drought as well. Industrial, government-coddled agriculture cannot stop erosion loss and cannot grow topsoil. So who's going to starve soon? And who's going to be all right? The answer is blowing in the wind and flowing in the water. For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.